Good morning, gentlemen. So this obsession, I would say, with not crossing the legs in the Beit HaKnesset. You know, there's somebody crossing. Oh, you gotta be careful crossing the legs. Is there any source to that? Why is it obsessed with the crossing of the legs? You know. So let's see. The earliest source is Ma'amar Chazal in Derech Eretz Rabbah. You have Derech Eretz Rabbah and Derech Eretz Zuta in the back of the Masechet Avodah Zarah. You have what's called Masechetot Ketanot. It's Beraitot. So this is a Beraita. So the Beraita brings Yarchato al Chavero, which is one leg on top of the other. Hareze migase aruach. This is a behavior of gasut aruach. It's like haughtiness. It doesn't talk about the Beit HaKnesset. It just talks about general conduct. The Masechet Derech Eretz talks about Derech Eretz. You know, it's not the conduct that is refined. This is what it says. So that's an early source already. There's another source, the Samak and the Benu Peretz, the two Rishonim. They write the following. Keshetitpalel miyoshev. Now they speak more about Tefillah. When you pray sitting down, Al tismoch me'achorecha. Don't recline onto the back. Val tatelit dadim. Don't go sideways. Val tifshot raglecha. Don't, you know, spread your legs. Don't open your legs. Val tarkivem ze al ze. Do not put one on top of the other. Ki kol ele, because all these things, seder gava. It's, again, the same idea from probably coming from that earlier source, that it's kind of gava. It's a very relaxed position. And since the Derech Eretz Zuta said that, now they apply it to the Tefillah. Fast forward to the Acharonim, the Ben Ish Chai, for example. Ben Ish Chai says, Yizaher shelo yismoch le'achora ve'lo yitzdadim re'yishot raglav. The same lashon as the smak, ve'lo yarkivem ze'az ela yeshev be'ema ve'kavod. Which means that the whole idea is that, although we're talking about the general conduct, but inside the Beit HaKnesset, you have to be yoshev be'ema, with more reverence and kavod to the place. So, taking all these in consideration, to be honest with you, these are not halachot that are based on a source of a pasuk. These are not halachot that are based on a tradition. This is not what it says here. What it says here is that it's a cultural thing. In their times, putting one leg on top of the other, well, their times, talking about from 2,000 years ago up until the Ben Ish Chai, which is 100 years ago, it seems that this was a very relaxed position. So I'm not saying that it's okay or it's not okay. All I'm saying is we have to learn this with cautiousness. What they're saying is the key element here is that this is called Derech Gava. So we have to see if this is Derech Gava in our days. And I would say it depends where. It depends in some places. Maybe it is Derech Gava or not. Women in general, they like to cross their legs. I don't know why it's a women thing, but they always sit crossing the legs. You know, is that Derech Gava? No, that's not Derech Gava. That's how they sit. Even if it's a respectful environment, it doesn't have to be disrespectful when you're crossing your legs. Men who cross their legs, is it? I don't know. Depends, I guess, who. Depends how. You know, if you're sipping a piña colada with your leg like that, and you know. And it also depends on the ambience, on the person's mindset. I don't think we should focus so much on the position, it's more focusing on what is happening. For example, if you go to the other sources talk about the Reshit Chochmah, for example, talks about not being loud in a synagogue, not screaming to one another. And saying, what the whole idea is, this is Makom Kadosh, like I said once in one of the Shiurim on Thursday night, this is Bet Elohim, this is the house of God. We're not the owners. We don't own this place. This is owned by God. It's owned by God. When you are the owner, you could, you know, you own the place. When you're not the owner, even if your name is on the building, it doesn't make you an owner of the place. It means a big zechut to be a partner with Hashem. But Hashem is the owner. Bebet Elohim nehalech beragesh. That's how we say. Bet Elohim. This is the house of God. When it's someone else's house, especially the house of God, the conduct has to be more refined. Be'ema and bekavod. It's a thing of God. Is it not respectful to have a leg on top of the other? I would like to challenge that in that it's not the leg itself per se. It really depends on the person's attitude. It depends why you're doing that and how you're doing it. And that's my personal opinion. It does, again, there's no pasuk that talks about it. It's not gzirat hakatuv. There's no hikesh. There's no, none of that. It's just talking about gava. Because if it's a conduct of gava, then it's asur. If it's not a conduct of gava, so then there's no isur. It's not on the crossing the legs. It's on the conduct and the general attitude.